It's time for Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive and Highway 62 East. Talk of the Town highlights interesting people and events in the Twin Lakes area. And now, here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. Glad to have you with us. Joining us is the very busy, in-demand Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery. It is very good to see you, sir. It's been a little while. Been a minute. Things are going well at the jail, speaking of which. You did lose one of your best investigators to retirement. Thank goodness, not to anything else, but to retirement. Terry Johnson retired. Huge turnout, huge party for him.
Yeah. Lieutenant Terry Johnson, he'd been with the sheriff's office 35 and a half years. Great guy, great mm-hmm. investigator. His institutional knowledge is just incredible. We already missed that. Just a great guy, though. And I'll tell you, and I heard this over and over at his reception, and we had a huge turnout for him, about how he cared about the victims mm-hmm. and that he was an advocate for the victims in these crimes that he investigated. And so it's just, we certainly already miss him and will not be able to replace him, but we certainly are wish him the best, and him and Cindy, and in his retirement.
How many years was it, 30?
35 and a half.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You are going to miss him greatly.
Absolutely.
His knowledge in his, he's so even keeled. That was one of the things that a lot of people said about him, too. He was just very unruffled.
Right.
You couldn't really ruffle his feathers. Let's talk a little bit about a fundraiser that's coming up for the Johnson family, for one of the family members,
right.
Who's also an officer.
Terry Johnson's daughter, Selena. Who's married, Selena Harris. It's so mm-hmm. Selena, a lot of people don't know her as Selena Harris, but Selena Johnson Harris, married, got a young child. Selena had worked for us for a period of time as a jailer, then went to the academy, was certified, went to work over in Marion County for a while. She is now working with us, and she is the resource officer in Cotter, and they just love her down there. She's just doing a fantastic job. Selena has taken ill, and she is currently and has been hospitalized now for almost 2 weeks, and they're still running lots of tests on her to determine exactly what the issue is. But obviously that's expensive, and there's everything from deductibles to, you know,
travel
and expenses. And I mean, the county employees have stepped up, because she really doesn't have that much time. And so they're trying, they have lots of employees have stepped up trying to donate vacation to try to continue to help her during this time. And so there's a fundraiser that's been set up currently, and we've got some other things in the works, but Cotter School is doing a fundraiser on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And it'll be actually a pancake dinner.
Excellent.
So from 5 at night to 7 at night at the cafeteria there at Cotter School. And we ask folks, come out and help us and help Selena. The other thing I've had several calls from people wanting to make a monetary donation to help her. And the Baxter County, the reserves here at the sheriff's office, is mm-hmm. Their association has kind of taken that by the horn. And so if someone does want to make a donation, they can get it to the sheriff's office. We'll get it to the reserves, and we'll get it to them to try to help offset those expenses and travel and et cetera.
That is excellent, and thank you so much for everything you do for the community and the members of the community. And we wish her nothing but the best. But again, like you said, they're still doing research, and we don't really have a research hospital right here locally, so there's a lot of travel involved in this, and that gets very, very expensive for the family, and we wish her nothing but the best. Jumping to a different subject here, the jail maintenance tax has actually brought in a little bit more than I think was first projected, which is a wonderful thing. That means that you can take maybe a little bit of extra money and use it. I've had several folks ask, what are they using that for? I said, well, they can use it from everything from bulletproof vests to getting vehicles, newer vehicles.
And actually, I'm going to have to
gotta correct
you.
Good.
Because the jail maintenance tax, which is the quarter penny, and cannot be used for any of that stuff.
Oh, Well, there you go. Misinformed.
No, it can only be used to operate the jail. Now, there is a side benefit. So, for example, yes, we're very fortunate that it is doing extremely well. Mm-hmm. Our budget, we started using that quarter cent tax. Mm-hmm. I'll call it the jail tax just for, but that quarter cent we started using July 1st last year. So we had a half a year into it. And so when it got to this fall, we now have to submit our budget of what it's going to take to run. Because with a newer facility, bigger facility, we had to have more employees. There's, you know, more expenses,
exactly,
et cetera. And so we submitted our budget request. And I say fingers crossed, hoping that there would be enough money in that quarter cent tax to cover it. Well, there was. And there was with a little bit left over. Now, I will tell you, our long range goal is there, and we knew this first year would be, because again, new facility, our long range goal is that there will be more coming in that we can start socking back for future expansion down the road. So, but it, the money was there. They have passed the, you know, the budget. We're certainly in this year in operating under that budget. And we are very, very close to finishing this project. Now, the new part, the new construction is actually finished.
Yay.
And so, but we've not quite been able to utilize those new beds yet, because what happens is there were some issues in the older part of the jail that we're having to correct. And so we're shuffling inmates. We're pulling inmates out of this section, and so we can go in and work. We think, actually, the cell part, or the where we house the prisoners, actually this week, we think we will finish that up.
Excellent.
And we'll actually start being able to utilize those in our I need to get an exact count, but I believe the number is 175 beds now. So we've gone from 100 to 175.
Which was greatly needed.
And we're fortunate, because the truth is, I hope we never fill it.
I hope now, so too.
I hope so. And I say that, you know, kind of cautiously optimistic.
Right.
There is a couple other things we're still doing. We're having to do some remodel and offices and nurses, the infirmary, and some things like that we are still in the middle of. And that won't quite be finished probably this week. And we're probably looking at another, I don't know, 3-4 weeks to totally finish that project to where we can say we are
completely
done.
Yeah.
But as far as the housing of the inmates, we anticipate that to actually totally be done, including the remodel, again, hopefully at the end of this week. And so, huge relief. And I'll tell you, with the additional staff and being able to put inmates and not have them stacked up and on the floor, it's a safety issue for the inmates, it's a safety issue for the employees. So,
yeah,
very thankful. And again, I want to express my thanks again to the public for having faith in us. Quarter cents, not much, but at the same time, it is a tax. And I don't like tax any more than anybody else. But now, back to, and I'm leading up to, while I cannot use that money for bulletproof vests or cars or whatever, here's what it did do. So now we don't have to go to the county and say, give us the money to operate the jail, because the jail's being operated on the tax.
Right.
So that money is now freed up in the county. And they have, Quorum Court has stepped up, and we'll look at it again this fall for next year's budget. But they've stepped up, and so we've been able to get some vehicles and some increases in some areas, not just for the sheriff's office, but for the rest of the county who's been hurting for so long.
Yes.
And so it's an indirect, even though I can't use the sales tax money, the county no longer has to fund that jail out of just regular revenue.
That's kind of what I was alluding to, and thank you so much for setting us straight on that.
Well, the only reason I hear this other places, but I want to make it clear, the voters voted that tax could only be used for the jail. And so,
and that's what it's used
and
for.
And that's what it's used for. And so I don't want people to think, oh, well, now you're...
Now their pockets are full.
No, that's not the case. So
we know that. And we appreciate everything you do, again, for the community and just keeping us safe day by day and having a safe jail for our jailers and officers to use as well is just as important as keeping the folks safe on the streets.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Sheriff Montgomery.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Sounds great.
That wraps it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East. To learn how she can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.